You know, today in the gospel, there was something that Jesus said to Matthew, to Levi. Did anybody pick up on what that was? He says, what? He says, follow me. Now, when you talk about follow me today, I mean, if you say to somebody, hey, follow me, what do you think of? What would you say? Twitter? Do we say Twitter? Yeah, absolutely. So I thought today what we would do is we look at a case of some of the people in the world who might say to a lot of people, hey, come and follow me. Do you guys know who the number one sports star in the world as far as number of Twitter followers? Does anybody have any idea? Number one, let's go athlete. Who? Who? No, Michael Jordan? No, he's not in the top 50. LeBron? LeBron's in the top 40. He's 40th, actually. He only has 18 million Twitter followers, but it's not LeBron. You're going to have to think more, not JJ. You're going to have to think more global. You're going to have to think, what? No, no, not Usain Bolt. How about try Football International? Yes, right. Okay, let's see. Who is it? There you go. It's Cristiano Ronaldo. Does anybody know how many followers he has? 32 million. He's the 13th most followed person in the world. How many of you guys follow Cristiano Ronaldo? Anybody? One of you does. A couple of you? Two of you do. All right, how about the social site? The number one social site in the world on Twitter. So anybody else? What, MySpace? No. Wrong. Good try. Any other guesses?
Facebook.
Facebook, no.
Twitter.
Not Instagram. Think videos. YouTube. There are 48 million people that follow YouTube on social media, on Twitter. Yeah, right. The follow. Yeah, that follow YouTube. That have clicked on Twitter account and gone, bloop, I follow YouTube. All right, how about political figure? Anybody know who the most political followed figure is? Who said that? Barack Obama. That's correct. Do you know how many followers he has? 53 million. He's the third most followed person on Twitter. Pretty cool, huh? We're going to get to the first here in a minute. How about religious figure? Do you know the top? Wait, let's see. Is it this guy? No, it's not. Actually, I have 148 people following me on Twitter. But if you want, you can follow me at, can I have the next one? You can follow me at FatherTJD. Coming up in Lent, I'm going to try to summarize the gospel for the day in 140 characters or less. So it might be worth following if you want to make that maybe one of your Lenten promises. I am not the number one followed person on Twitter. Somebody said it earlier. Somebody said Pope Francis. His handle is at Pontifex. Anyone know how many followers the Holy Father has? How much? Eight people? Is it, anybody know? What's that? You say 50 million, 40 million? How about 5.1 million? He's not even in the top 100 people followed on. Pope Francis is going to have to pick up another 5 million Twitter followers just to get in the top 100. All right, so 5.1 million, that's an important number. Okay, because let's look at the top male followed, number two. This is the top male followed on Twitter. So anybody know who it is? Who is it? Who? Who? Anybody want to guess? Who? No. He's in the top 20, but it's...
Zac Efron.
Not Zac Efron. No, Channing Tatum. Who? What? Who? Justin Bieber. Can I see Justin Bieber? Justin Bieber is the number one followed male on YouTube. He's number two overall. Number of followers for Justin Bieber? 59 million. That means that more than 10 times the number of people follow Justin Bieber that follow the Holy Father. That's kind of weird to me. I just think that's just a little strange. How about the number one followed person on Twitter? Who is it? Overall, who? Katy Perry. Katy Perry, this is a picture from her Instagram or her Twitter page. Anybody know how many followers she has? 63 million. Anybody follow Katy Perry on Twitter? A few of you do? All right, very cool. If you're wondering to round out the top 10, just to give you a sense of who we follow, Taylor Swift's number four. Lady Gaga's number six, Justin Timberlake seven, Britney Spears eight, Rihanna nine, and Ellen is 10. That's the top 10 people, right? So those are the top 10 followed people on Twitter. So my question to you is, what would his message have been? Would it have been like, hey, get on social media, follow me so you can learn about me? I tell you, that following somebody does not mean that you just post a status. One of the ones I saw recently on, I thought this was hilarious, one of these memes. It says, no, I'm not talking about Twitter. I literally want you to follow me. Okay, that's the invitation that Jesus has. He doesn't say, just click on my page here and follow me. He says, live your life for me. Follow me. Lay down your life and serve me. And this doesn't mean that we just play on social media and share posts that we see. Like, for example, this one here I saw. It said, sadly, 97% of Facebook users won't repost this. When Jesus died on the cross, he was thinking of you. If you are the 3% who cares, repost and like this. Repost if you love God. He already saw you, read it. Okay, this is not what it means to follow God. All right? So don't think, okay, I'm going to come back from conference. I'm going to put this all over my social media and that's going to be it. Okay? Because that's not what our God is talking about. I saw this other cartoon I thought was funny. I'd share with you. Here's a man at the pearly gates and he's told, I was about to let you in. Then I realized you didn't repost that manipulative Facebook status about loving me. All right, so this is not what God is telling us. This is not what he's saying. He's not saying just put something on Facebook or Instagram and say that you love me. He wants you to do something more. He wants you to lay down your life in service to him. When our Lord says, follow me, he's talking about certain ways that we can follow him. I want to talk about some people that literally followed our Lord. Here is a great picture. It's one of my favorite ones I saw in Rome. St. Peter on the left, St. Paul on the right. Both of these men were courageous in the way that they followed the Lord. This picture, and tradition has it, that Peter and Paul met when they came back to Rome to be executed. And so here's the picture that's supposed to be depicted right before they went to go meet Jesus. And I can't imagine what they said in this moment. Like, hey, have fun with that being crucified upside down. Yeah, you too, have fun getting your head chopped off. I don't know what they said in that moment, but they probably said, I'll see you real soon. You did good. You did real good. And Peter and Paul were two men that laid down their lives, literally gave up their lives to follow the Lord. Our Lord wants us to do the same thing. Whatever we're doing in life, however we're living, he wants us to follow after him. He wants us to be open to giving up our lives to follow him. Another courageous man here who gave his life to follow the Lord was Francis of Assisi, who was a rich man who gave everything that he had away to the poor. And he says, I don't need all this stuff. I don't need materialistic stuff. I don't need things to make me happy. But I can give what I have to the poor and I can tell people about God. And that's what he did. And it's not just people in the past and centuries ago that did this. It's people that lived here during our lifetimes. Can I have the next, please? The next picture, Mother Teresa. She died in the late 90s. And she gave her life serving the poor. Everything that she did, everything that she was, she told people about Jesus, and she gave them hope. My friends, each of you have a choice to make. God is inviting you to follow him. And you can do that in lots of ways. You can follow at Jesus on Twitter, which I did see an account that has about 600,000 followers. So if you want to follow at Jesus, you can do that. You can follow Pope Francis if you want. You can follow me if you want. But that's not what Jesus is asking you to do. He's calling you. He's inviting you to follow him by your lives. By saying to the Lord, I need you, I love you, I want to serve you, I want to follow you. We can do that by saying to God, these ways of sin, the things that I'm doing with my life, I don't want to do them anymore. I want to follow you. Throughout the day today, I'll be available if anybody wants to experience the love and forgiveness and compassion and mercy of God in the sacrament of reconciliation. I'll be happy to help you with that. Later on tonight, you'll have an opportunity to do that as well, to come to God and say, I need you. I love you. This is a way that you can turn your life around to say, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to be the best son or daughter of you as possible, because that's what God's inviting each of you to. During this wonderful, awesome year of confirmation, you're going to have lots of opportunities to answer that question. Do you want to follow God? Do you want to draw deeper in love with him? Do you want to follow after him and do what he asks you to do? Please know that I'll be praying for you, all of the adults and your chaperones, your confirmation teachers. We're praying for you. We're praying for you that this time of confirmation may give you an opportunity to follow after the Lord. Our Lord wants us to follow him because he has something super duper awesome in store for us. Can I have the last slide, please? This is our picture of our Lord welcoming us into the halls of heaven. That's where we want to go. That's where we want to spend eternity, is that awesome place where God says to us, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Everything that we do in confirmation, everything that we do with faith has to do with following our God so that hopefully we can spend eternity with Him forever in heaven. He's inviting us to follow Him. He's inviting us to consider giving our lives to Him so that we can faithfully serve Him. One other way I want to talk about following God is the new job that I have, and this is I'm required to do this because it's my job now. I don't want to get fired, so every time I talk to a group of young people, I need to talk about what I do, and that's the vocation director, which means I talk to young people about the possibility of giving your life in service to God as a priest, a brother, a sister, nun. So if you've never ever thought of it before, I'd ask you to consider it now, that maybe God is asking you to completely follow after Him by laying down your life to serve Him. And if you feel at any point in your life that God is calling you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun, please be open to that call. Invite God into your heart and say, "Lord, if that is really how you want me to follow you, I'll be open." So my friends, please be open to that. Be open to the possibility of giving your life in service to God. I've been a priest now for 5.5 years. I love it. It's awesome. I can't think of anything more fun, more exciting, more joy-filled that I can do with my life than serving Him as a priest of Jesus Christ. And maybe God is calling somebody in here to give their lives to follow Him as a priest, a brother, sister, nun. So we continue today in celebrating of praising our God. We ask the Lord to help give us the grace that we need to follow after Him. And not to follow after Him by just clicking a little button on social media, but by actually making changes in our lives, by saying to God, "I need you, I want you, I invite you into my lives." That's the way that we can follow Him. And hopefully by this experience of the retreat and this experience of this wonderful sacrament, we can better understand how God is calling each of us to follow Him.